They are going all the way to the Sydney final at present. We've still got to wait till the Broncos play today. But I tell you what, they were obviously a lot happier this week, Dragons fans, than they were last week. I reckon this man is a lot happier than he was last week. The coach, Paul McGregor, has been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Mary.
Hey, Jimmy. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thanks for your time this morning. We do appreciate it. I think for those people who maybe just saw the score or and didn't see the game closely, maybe underrepresenting what your team did yesterday, given the fact that they just couldn't hang on to the ball and turned over a lot of possession, I'd imagine you were pretty happy with the effort of the team.
Yeah, definitely happy with the energy and the effort at different stages. I thought our line speed was very good. Our goal line D was exceptional. The Knights got out of a lot of trouble through our inability to control the footy and some poor discipline at times, as well as the back of Mitchell Pearce's kicking game was pretty exceptional. So overall, I think when you look at the game and amount of possession, the important parts of the field the opposition had on us, it was very good to get the 2 points.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Thanks for joining us. You can take a lot of positives out of that when I think that the team made over 400 tackles, only missed 14, so the effort and defence in particular, exceptional. But again, that ball control and ball security. Mm. Paul, how do you fix this? Because this has been a problem now for the team for about 6-8 weeks.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Yeah, it has made it. We've won one possession in the last 9 weeks.
Yeah.
So, and that goes in two ways. A little bit about around discipline in penalties. Another one is obviously ball control. 2 weeks in a row that our back five had made 10 of the 11 errors last week and only 9 of the 10 this week. So we've certainly got to fix that. Our forwards are doing a very good job. Collectively as a team, we've got to really get at our craft and do it better. How do you fix it? You go to training through the week and you work on your positional stuff and you go out there and you like to think the guys can execute on game day under pressure. So there is a few guys that have had sort of breakout years and sometimes they can become challenging as the season gets on. However, we are involved in this thing to start 1 week at a time and she's knockout footy. So for us, it's about really enjoying being back in playing finals, knowing that we were 1 win away from, there's 2 points at the moment from first to eight.
It's extraordinary. Extraordinary.
So it's a close competition. Mm. Every team's pretty well beaten each other along the way. So she's a new game of footy next week. Mm.
38 points to nil last week. From what I understand, the call was, come and do video session on Tuesday and then I don't want to see you do the captain's run, which, I that's a really hard decision to make. What brought you to that? And I guess based on what you saw yesterday, it proved to be the right decision.
Yeah, I think there was obviously a fair bit of frustration and disappointment post-game due to the way we played on Sunday.
Yeah.
Certainly, it was a six-day turn into travel and the main thing for us was we broke all records for the wrong reasons against Canterbury. Mm. We made the most tackles of any joint venture team in the history last Sunday against the Bulldogs, again, for lack of possession and discipline and turnover. So it's a bit of bit of our fault. But we just really need to freshen the guys up, clear their heads a fair bit, and come Friday, get on the captain's run on the bus and go up to Newcastle and do what we needed to do. Although we didn't really want to do another 400-plus tackles, but we managed to find a way to manage to get the result we needed. There's a few guys there that, young Zach Lomax, it's nice to see him make his a real debut. There's a lot of good signs for the future with a lot of the guys that, like I said before, have had, the season goals were, as individuals, they've probably all got that. But as collectively as a team, we wanted to finish in the top four and we saw the game short of that.
Yeah, well, 15 wins for the season, still tremendous effort. Now, going forward into next week, Paul, if we can, quick injury update on particularly Gareth Widdop, Ewan Aitken and Jason Nightingale.
The first one, Gareth, will definitely be fine. Mm-hmm. Ewan, he's probably at the moment 70-30 chance of playing, I think. He's done a lot of work through this week and he's been running. Mm-hmm. That's a neural thing, so we'll just have to have your sort of decision later in the week. And with Jace, if it was anyone else, I'd say he would be playing, but with Jace, you never know. He's an exceptionally tough-minded young man that will do everything he possibly can to take the field. He's out of the base. He's only strapped up now. He's doing some work at training. So we'll just have to... He's an experienced player, so he doesn't need to do too much through the week. It's just around whether he can, take a ball above his head and really be able to compete in the defensive side of it.
Mm. Jack DeBellin seemed to pick up a calf injury or something like that yesterday. Will he be okay, Paul?
Yeah, he heard it in the first set of the game.
Yeah.
He felt a crack, and that's why we took the 2 points early, because we wanted to get him strapped properly. We strapped him up, and he got through the game okay, but then post-game he was in a boot. So he'll have scans today, and again probably tomorrow. We'll know a little bit more tomorrow afternoon, but it's a pretty rare one. He felt something go in his ankle, but he got it strapped, and the next thing he ran away to score a 30-metre try that was got pulled back. So sort of the unknown at the moment, to be honest.
And just finally, Paul, obviously we're going into what's effectively a new competition, the finals. Do you do anything different? Do you keep with what's worked? Is the intensity different at training? How do you approach week one of the finals?
Oh, for us, it's about the... Really, it's freshening them up at the moment. We've done enough work defensively over the past 8 weeks. It's just tweaking a few things with our attack. Obviously, with Gareth coming back in, he'll straighten us up and certainly give us a new dimension with the kicking game as well. So that's going to help.
Yep.
But the main thing for us is, we've worked hard to get in this position. There's 8 other teams that aren't there.
Yeah.
We've got to really enjoy the moment. It's the first time we've finished as high as we did since Wayne left in 2011. So right now it's about shortening things up, making them nice and intense but enjoyable, and getting the job done next weekend.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
And James Graham and Matt Duffy, everything okay there? Did he go and put a big smooch on him after he scored that long-range try?
They're real tight. Jimmy, you've been in locker rooms all your life, and it's what 30 man stays in there, and it was just two guys that had different opinions about something probably post-game, and nothing real serious about it, mate, but anything that happens these days gets out, which it should.
Yeah. I love it. I love the fact
care.
That, yeah, absolutely. James Graham.
Means something to everyone, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, and if there's one bloke you're going to listen to, it's James Graham. Mm. Mary, appreciate your time on Father's Day. Well done on the win yesterday, and from a Dragons point of view, new competition starts next week.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.